The 2024 U.S. presidential election is poised to be one of the most consequential in recent history, with the potential to reshape the political landscape for years to come. While much of the attention has been focused on the re-emergence of Donald Trump as the Republican nominee, following the assassination attempt on Trump, victory over President Joe Biden seemed nearly certain. However, the Democrats turned the presidential race on its head, pulling President Biden from the ticket and rallying behind Vice President Harris. Many political analysts and pundits predict a victory for Kamala Harris, the current VP and Democratic candidate. This forecast is based on electoral trends, demographic shifts, and recent polling data suggesting Harris has a strong chance of becoming the first woman and woman of color to win the U.S. presidency. Now, she has momentum in this race, and while she did not seize the opportunity to set out a grand vision for America in her convention speech, she did enough to keep her party happy. One of the key factors in predicting a Harris victory is the changing nature of the U.S. electoral map. States that were once reliable Republican strongholds, such as Arizona and Georgia, have become increasingly competitive. In 2020, both states flipped to the Democratic column for the first time in decades, driven by increased turnout among younger voters, people of color, and suburban voters who have grown disillusioned with Trump's brand of politics. These trends are likely to continue in 2024, giving Harris a crucial advantage in these battleground states. In addition, the so-called blue wall states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, which Trump narrowly won in 2016 but lost in 2020, are expected to remain in the Democratic camp. Polls indicate that Harris is performing well in these states, with her emphasis on economic issues, healthcare, and reproductive rights resonating with voters. The importance of these states cannot be overstated. Together, they represent 46 electoral votes, which could be decisive in a close election. Donald Trump, seeking a return to the White House, has faced significant opposition from various quarters, including major corporations and the powerful defense industry. Central to their resistance is his controversial stance on the Russia-Ukraine war, his repeated threats to withdraw from NATO, and his vocal support for Bitcoin as an alternative to traditional financial systems. These positions have not only alienated key allies abroad but have also alarmed influential domestic players, who see them as threats to national security and economic stability. As a result, a concerted effort has been made to prevent Trump from regaining power, reflecting deep concerns about the implications of his policies for both the U.S. and its global partners. While Donald Trump remains a formidable candidate with a loyal base, his path to victory in 2024 is fraught with challenges. Trump is making bold moves to recapture the momentum that secured his previous victory. He is actively rallying his base, focusing on issues like the economy, border security, and crime, which he believes resonate strongly with voters. In contrast, Harris has focused her campaign on forward-looking policies and addressing issues that affect everyday Americans, such as inflation, job creation, and climate change. However, she has not put forward a detailed economic plan for the next 4 years, nor has she agreed to debate it with President Trump. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has ended his independent bid for the presidency and endorsed GOP nominee Donald Trump. Despite Kennedy's support, the endorsement is expected to have a limited effect on the election dynamics. Kennedy had consistently polled around 5%, and his voter base was evenly split between Trump and Harris supporters. Polling data leading up to the election has consistently shown Harris with a slight but steady lead over Trump. According to a recent aggregate of national polls, Harris holds a 4-5-point advantage over Trump, with particular strength in the suburbs and among college-educated voters. Additionally, Harris is outperforming Trump among women by nearly 20 points, a significant margin that reflects the gender gap that has increasingly defined U.S. elections in recent cycles. Demographic changes also favor Harris. The U.S. electorate is becoming more diverse, with Hispanic, Black, and Asian American populations growing rapidly. These groups have historically leaned Democratic, and their increased turnout could provide a crucial boost to Harris's campaign. Additionally, younger voters, who are more likely to support progressive policies on climate change, social justice, and healthcare, are expected to play a larger role in 2024 than in previous elections. While predicting election outcomes is always fraught with uncertainty, the data and trends suggest that Kamala Harris is in a strong position to win the 2024 presidential election. Her campaign's focus on issues that resonate with a broad swath of the electorate, combined with the demographic and electoral shifts that have occurred since 2016, provide a solid foundation for victory. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's path to reclaiming the presidency appears increasingly narrow, hampered by his divisive rhetoric, legal troubles, and the rejection of key powers in the political establishment. If Harris does emerge victorious, it would mark a historic moment in American politics, breaking several glass ceilings at once and potentially setting a new direction for the country. This might not bode well for the Middle East, as the Democrats' foreign policy, often referred to as the Obama Doctrine, has previously caused significant disruption in the region, from the fallout of the Arab Spring to the mismanagement of the Syrian civil war and the controversial Iranian nuclear deal. However, as with any election, much can change in the final months of the campaign, making it essential for all observers to stay informed and engaged as the race unfolds.